Are you ready to cheat on your wife? No, I'm not talking about that kind of cheating. I'm talking about gaining an unfair advantage on how to understand your wife better, love her deeper, avoid unnecessary arguments, and even have more sex with her. That's right. Based on the success of our Marriage Secrets for Men boot camps, we're finally sharing the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men with the public. This is the quick reference must-have go-to guide for husbands and wannabe husbands that can help stack the odds in your favor. The Bible tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. Well, the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men is your shortcut to doing that. So you'll learn 4 questions you can ask your wife in every argument to avoid future arguments. You'll learn the 45 questions you can ask her to learn and master her heart. 50 ways to love your wife better. 6 things you can say to her to manage her response before you damage her emotions. 10 things you can do right now that will lead to more sex. 8 ways to get her to stop ignoring you. Even 49 ways to have more meaningful conversations with your wife, and much, much more. See, this is the manual every divorced man wishes he had before he got married. Well, at least I did. And I'm so God confident that the Marriage Cheat Sheet will become one of the most valuable referred to resources in your marriage library, that if you don't think so, just send it back for a full refund. Trust me, next to our Marriage Secrets for Men bootcamp, this will be the 2nd best investment you will ever make in your marriage. Now, to get your copy of the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men on sale for a limited time only, just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the store button. That's realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men evaluate before they allow things to escalate. Let me say that again. Real men evaluate before they allow things to escalate. Now let me ask you a question. Are you married or in a relationship, or maybe you've just gotten out of a relationship? But I want you to think about when you're in that relationship, do you sometimes feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? Things are going great one minute, then things go off the rails the next, almost without warning. Or do you find yourself having a small disagreement that turns into a huge argument? And it seems like you're going from 0 to 100 in less than 10 seconds flat. And you're like, what just happened? How do we go from that to this? In other words, is your mouth killing your marriage or your relationship with others? Now, you know, 1 Peter 3:7 says, "You husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since she is a fellow heir to the grace of life, so your prayers will not be hindered." But what does it mean to live with someone in an understanding way? How can God expect us to possibly understand a woman when we can barely understand ourselves? Well, I believe God doesn't expect us to try to figure it out, but more so, He wants us to learn to discover. See, discovery requires an inquiry, and inquiry requires humility, admitting that we don't know everything, but we're willing to learn. In other words, to live with our wives in an understanding way means to seek to understand before expecting to be understood. It means to assess before we decide to address. It means to sharpen our ears and listen before raising our voice to speak. So this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'm going to show you 3 biblical ways we can do that by learning how to evaluate a situation with our wives or girlfriend before the situation escalates into an argument. Now, in full disclosure, I got to share that this is coming off fresh off an experience I just had recently with my wife, in which kind of innocently, she made a comment that I believe that she thought was innocent, but I found to be highly offensive. I'm talking about, and it wasn't just casual offensive to me, it was really deeply offensive. And she was asking my opinion on it and what did I think about what she just said. And I wanted to respond out of my flesh, out of anger and being upset, but I didn't, because the Holy Spirit kind of moved on me and told me to be still and be quiet. God had to remind me that He is God. And I was kind of like paralyzed by the emotion itself. But God knew that if I opened up my mouth, things were not going to go well. So He told me to be quiet and to be silent. Now, it seemed like it was about 30 minutes, but it was only like 30 seconds. So my wife just kind of just kept going and changed the subject, and we never brought it back up again. but I was still a little bit in my emotions and my feelings about what she had just said. And I couldn't understand why God told me to muzzle my mouth when I had a lot to say. But God had to show me later on. And that's what I'm going to share with you right now in this check-in. See, the next time that you find yourself in a situation or some type of disagreement or argument with your wife or girlfriend or even your children or maybe a boss, the first thing we need to do is to determine if the words and the behavior is evil. Now, let me say that again. We need to determine if the words and the behavior from them is evil. In other words, was it sinful? Did it dishonor God? Was it harmful to the kingdom? Now, if I had to be totally honest and brutally honest, what my wife did wasn't a sin. It didn't make God mad, or no one would consider it evil. She wasn't dishonoring God what she did, and I don't believe it harmed the kingdom. But that's the first question I didn't ask when she did it. But God also wants us to ask the second question. Was it rational? In other words, did it lack wisdom? Did it demonstrate a lack of maturity? And I gotta honestly say, that's what it was. What she said, she didn't know what she was saying, but it lacked wisdom and it lacked showing her maturity of understanding the situation. So I said, but three things that God wants us to do. And I'll go back and give you Bible references to these three things. And the last thing that I needed to do, but I didn't do, was to ask myself, but was it irritating? Was it irritating? In other words, was it disappointing, not meeting an expectation, and was it hurtful? So the three things that we're talking about is, one, was it sinful? Was it irrational? Or was it irritating? See, if it's an evil thing or a sinful thing, which it wasn't in my wife's case, in other words, did it make God mad? If it didn't do that, then what that requires from us is confronting, or should I say carefronting, the person in love with love by setting boundaries with consequences, made in love with love, not by giving fear ultimatums. Now, let me refer you to scripture. Galatians 6:1 says, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted." See, God knew that I wasn't able to discern and examine and evaluate the situation, so he told me just to be quiet and to be still because I wasn't ready. Because I didn't ask that question, was it sinful? The second question I didn't ask is it irrational? And guess what? It was irrational. Because the first question is asking, does it make God mad? The second question God wanted me to ask is, does it make sense? And guess what? Now in hindsight, it doesn't make any sense. So what do you do when somebody says something, your wife or girlfriend or boss or whoever says something that's irrational and it doesn't make sense? Then God requires us to examine what happened, to seek understanding of why it happened. And he expects us to learn how to respond to what just happened. You know, James 1:19 and 20 says, "My beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Now, I didn't do that either. I didn't understand that what my wife was saying didn't make any sense because of the third thing that I failed to ask, but it's exactly where I went. See, God doesn't want us to ask just, does it make him mad? Does it not make sense? But he wants to find out, is it irritating us? Does it make us mad? See, if something that your wife or your girlfriend or someone that you're having a conflict with makes you mad, and you find out, no, it doesn't make God mad, doesn't make any sense, but it's making me mad, then God requires us to die to ourselves through righteous suffering, not self-righteous demands. I refer to 1 Peter 4:19, what he says when the Bible says, "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful creator while continuing to do good." In other words, God says, I know what just happened to you made you mad. It didn't make me mad because it wasn't a sin. But can you trust me with that, Joe Martin? Can you trust this to your faithful creator? So if you can trust me, continue to do what's good. In other words, if it ain't making God mad, then why is it making me mad? Now, let's break this down even a little bit further than that. Let's assume what my wife did was sinful and it was evil and it made God mad. Then I must carefront her. Now, how do I do that? By affirming my love for her and God's point of view. I may say, "Baby, I love you and you mean the world to me, but what you did was totally unacceptable and harmful and I believe displeasing to God." The second thing I want to do when I'm confronting or carefronting evil is to acknowledge the impact that it had. "You know, baby, when you did such and such or you said such and such, you know, that caused this kind of damage. or whatever to our marriage, our family, our home. In other words, I need to share the impact. Also, if I'm going to carefront evil, I need to address what we're going to do about it. And I may say something like, you know what, baby, because I love God and I love you and our family, now if this should happen again, I will have no choice but to respond by doing this. In other words, you're focusing on the next action step that you have to take. The key is speak the truth in love with love. Now, let's assume that we were focused on the irrational behavior, which I failed to do, that it didn't make any sense. Then what I need to do, what God wants us to do, is to clarify. Now, how do we do that? We do that by asking questions. We seek to understand her. Remember when he says, live with her in an understanding way? And we do that by asking questions instead of just reacting. In other words, I can ask questions like, baby, what made you choose to do or say that? And you notice I didn't say, why did you say that? Because when we start using why questions, it sounds accusatory. So I ask questions, what made you choose to do or say that? When you said such and such, you know, I interpret that as meaning this. Is that what you meant? Or maybe I ask the question, what did you mean by that when you said or did blank or whatever? Do you think your actions or words were spirit-led? Do you think God will be pleased with that response? In other words, we're asking questions. We're seeking to connect before we correct. Now, this is all if it doesn't make any sense. And what I want to do is I want to study and understand her behavior. I can ask questions to myself. Is she afraid of something right now? What do I think she's most afraid of? Why do I think she's afraid of that right now? And what kind of home or parents did she have? I got to remind myself of this because maybe that's triggering her in a way that I'm not prepared for. In other words, the key here is find the fear before you respond to your feelings. And again, dealing with irrational behavior, I want to attempt to make her feel safe and secure. Now, I want you to understand, I did none of this, but I want to ask myself, what can I do now to affirm her, her value, God's love for her? How can I affirm my love for her? How can I affirm our marriage and the vision for our family? In other words, I want to reestablish the trust with her before revealing the truth about the situation. Now, let's deal with my irritation and me being mad. What should we do if what they did just made us mad? And if it makes me mad or upset, then I need to confess it to God and then address it the way God will want me to address it. Now, how do I do that? By honestly examining and getting real with myself. In other words, ask myself the tough question, what am I really afraid of here? If what she did wasn't a sin and it was just irrational, why am I getting so upset right now? What am I really afraid of? What am I feeling about myself right now? How do I think this will make me look if I don't respond to this? Is this the most important thing to God right now? If not, then what is? And then I need to remind myself to then focus on her soul, not our marriage. Oh, let me say that again. I need to focus on her soul, not our marriage. In other words, even though I'm walking in a little bit of anger and resentment and bitterness, how would God want me to respond to her if she was my sister in Christ, not just my wife? How would he want me to respond? How does God want me to pray for her right now? What does God want most for her right now from me? What would be the most honorable and most pleasing thing to God right now in the way I respond to her? And basically what I'm trying to say is we need to speak the truth, God's truth, not ours, and then give the Holy Spirit time, space, and room to operate. That means we can't, in our anger, we can't lash about giving ultimatums to God. God, you know what? If she doesn't do this, I'm going to do whatever. We can't throw temper tantrums. And I can't go run and medicate with porn or alcohol or food or whatever I want to do to kind of get rid of my emotions. No. Also, I don't want to get into what I call daughter slandering, talking negatively about my wife to other people. And also, I definitely don't want to set any fear vows that will build resentment. Now, what are fear vows? It's when I say to myself, you know what? I'll never let her do blank, blank, whatever to me ever again. Now, listen to me. I'm not telling you that all of this is easy. And like I said before, I didn't do this when it happened the first time. But once God showed me better, then I knew with the help of the Holy Spirit, I could certainly do better. So will it be easy? Of course not. It won't. But is it necessary? Absolutely. And why? Because when it comes to relationships, real men evaluate before they allow things to escalate. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I'm hoping that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. To make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, and this week is no exception. And I'm encouraging you to do the same by leaving a podcast review for us, because I pick them at random, and who knows, I may actually read yours on the air. But let me share one I just recently received, and this one is from R. Fonner. R. Fonner, that's his ID name, but he also listed his name in the comment. And he says, "My name is Rick, and about 6 weeks ago, I stumbled across your podcast as I was looking for advice to save my marriage. On a recent vacation, my wife told me that she was tired of my drinking, getting drunk, and not being, well, very nice to anyone around me. She told me that when we got back home, that she wanted to separate. My world came crashing down around me. I was lost, hurt, embarrassed, and to be honest, angry. I've been going to church the past 7 years and was going through the motions. In no way was I leading a Christian lifestyle. As I was looking through podcasts about men and marriage, I saw one in your library that spoke to me. Since then, I have rededicated myself to Christ, reconciled with my wife, and have started working on being the husband and father Christ has called me to be. Also, I have been sober for 6 weeks now and celebrated through prayer and thankfulness. Thank you so much for what you are doing, Rick Fonner." And thank you, Rick Fonner. Oh man, what a blessing that review is. Thank you so much for sharing that review with us. We really appreciate it. And guys, like I said, if you leave one, who knows, we may read yours on the air like we read Rick's. But if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders like Rick, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.